This one to Mr. and Mrs. Tom Jones. Dear Ruth and Tom, what a wonderful night Nancy and I have to remember, and how wonderful it was to be able to see you again. Now, however, I'm writing to thank you for my wonderful presence. First of all, my sweater. I'll never be cold at Camp David again. But most of all, that wonderful set of books, that you would give up what must have been a treasured possession and give it to me, is above and beyond the call of duty. I, too, shall treasure them and thank you with all my heart. Sincerely. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Ted Cummings. Dear Sue and Ted, what a wonderful memory Nancy and I will carry with us through not only this year, but the years ahead. I don't know that anything can top my surprise birthday party. And I don't care what the cynical press says, I was surprised. I think I've figured it out, though. All we have to do is do this over again, even without a birthday. And more than once. Now, however, let me thank you for my very beautiful birthday gift. Now I really know what the fox hunters mean when they talk about a stirrup, S-T-I-R-R-U-P, a stirrup cup. Well, this is, must be, the most beautiful stirrup cup anyone ever carried on horseback. Don't worry, I'm not going to take it riding. It is sitting here before me on its little stand and adds a great touch of class to my study. Thanks again, and love, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Henry Salvatori, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-I. Dear Grace and Henry, how can we ever really thank you for that beautiful, crystal, bejeweled elephant? You'd be surprised what it has done for the second floor here in this lovely place. It is a treasure Nancy and I will cherish forever. And don't worry, it will go wherever we go. We'll both be remembering this surprise party for a long, long time, and it will be a very warm memory. Nancy sends her love, and again, our heartfelt thanks. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Jack Rather, W-R-A-T-H-E-R. Dear Bunny and Jack, how can I ever thank you for that very beautiful belt buckle? I'm going to be the classiest cowboy east of the Mississippi, and certainly on our own ranch. I have some belt buckles, but I've never had one really handcrafted by an Indian artisan as this one is. It was so wonderful to be with you at my surprise party. And I don't care what the press says, I really was surprised. I promise I'll never let the Russians sneak up on me that way. You don't suppose we could make this a kind of weekly get-together, do you? I know one thing. Nancy and I will be remembering the night for as long as we can remember. Nancy sends her love. So do I. And again, my heartfelt thanks. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Miss... Dear Marge, it was a wonderful evening. And so great to see all of you. I'm just sorry there were so many that we couldn't spend the time visiting with each one of you as much as we'd like. But Nancy and I will be remembering that night for a long time. Thank you very much for my handsome maroon sweater. In a few days, we're off to Camp David, and this time, I won't be cold. Thanks to you. I had a maroon sweater, but Patty grabbed it a few years ago, and I've never seen it since. So I'm delighted to have this one. Nancy sends her love, as do I. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. William Casey. Dear Sophia and Bill, thank you very much for the framed picture. Nancy and I had seen that in a paper or magazine someplace after the inaugural parade and wished that we had it. Now we do. We're both grateful to you, and we'll be remembering February 6th for a long, long time. Nancy sends her love, and again, our heartfelt thanks. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Mervyn LeRoy. Dear Kitty and Mervyn, thank you so very much for our very beautiful silver letter opener. I may find myself sometimes wanting to use it on something other than a letter before I get out of here, but I'll restrain myself. You were very kind, and we're very grateful. Nancy sends her love, and we both hope we will be seeing you soon. Again, thanks. Love, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Gardner Coles, C-O-W-L-E-S. Dear Jan and Mike, it was wonderful to see you. I wish we could have had that great evening and at the same time more time to visit. But I'm writing now to thank you for your gift. The studies of Lincoln in that book are magnificent, and somehow you seem to look at them in this place with a different feeling, and almost as if he might come walking out of one of the rooms any minute. I found myself almost tempted to go into the Lincoln bedroom to look at the pictures. Anyway, it was wonderful of you to give us this gift, and we're both grateful. Nancy sends her love, so do I. Sincerely, Ron. This one is to Mr. and Mrs. Peter McCoy. Got their address. And dear Casey, K-A-C-E-Y, and Peter, and Shane, S-H-A-N-E, and Patrick. Thank you all very much for my gifts. Peter, that sterling silver buckle, and knowing the story behind it, is just too beautiful. I promise I'll never wear it while doing ranch work. It'll only be for show off. I'm more grateful than I can say for such a wonderful gift and one that I know has meaning for you. Shane and Patrick, thank you for the picture you did. It is very nice, and I'm very pleased to have it. Thank you also for my little gray squirrel. There are many of them on the lawn here. I see them out my window when I'm in the office. Now I have one of my own. Well, all of you, thanks very much for my gifts. Sincerely, Ron. And this one goes to the Vice President and Mrs. Bush. Dear Barbara and George, thank you very much for our gifts upstairs at the White House and the painting. We're delighted to have it, and glad, George, that you were in it. It would have been better, of course, if there was one more person in it. Guess who? Nancy sends her love, and again, from both of us, a heartfelt thank you. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Justin Dart. Dear Punky, P-U-N-K-Y, and Jess, what a kick it was to have you back here and at that magnificent party. I'm just sorry that there isn't time to get around and have a visit with everyone, but it was so great to have you all here. It will be a night Nancy and I will remember for a long time. Thank you for my gifts. I have to say our gifts, because they will be for both of us. The very beautiful book, Punky will take care of, the seal, and so forth, and see that it gets to Camp David. And those four jars, the jelly beans, I can control myself with, but you may have destroyed my youthful figure with all that peanut brittle. That really is my secret vice. Nancy sends her love, and so do I. And thank you both again. We hope we see you very soon. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Senator and Mrs. John Warner. Dear Elizabeth and John, I thank you, and so does Nancy, for this beautiful Steuben, S-T-E-U-B-E-N, vase. You shouldn't have done it, but we're both glad you did. It was great having you here at the party, although we have to do it again with a smaller group so we can have a chance to visit. I don't think we did more than say hello, but it was a wonderful evening and one we'll long remember. Thank you again for being here, and thank you again for that very beautiful gift. Nancy sends her love, so do I. Sincerely, Ron. Dear Mr. Thurston, I'm writing to thank you, having heard all that you did with regard to our gifts from Mr. Zipkin and friends, but also to thank you for sending me the seals, S-E-A-L-S. Jerry told me how kind you've been, and I want you to know how much I appreciate it. the SEALs. I know they will be of great practical help in the days ahead. You were kind to do this. Both Mrs. Reagan and I are very grateful. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. Dear Mr. Wendell, W-E-N-D-E-L-L, I have received your gift by way of Justin Dart and want you to know how very grateful I am. I'm delighted to have the personalized bolo that you made. It may not get much wear in the White House, but I can assure you, I go Western when I get to the ranch or Camp David, and it will be used very much. It's very handsome, and again, let me say how grateful I am. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Mrs. Frances Griffin. Dear Irene, it was wonderful to have you here at the party, and what a party it was. Nancy and I are still talking about it and still basking in the warmth of all our friends being here. We'll remember that night for a long time. Now, thank you for my gloves. You were just in time for our second trip to Camp David. The first trip, I only had a pair of unlined leather gloves and froze my hands. Now, I'll keep warm, thanks to you. I'm already dreaming up an excuse to get you all back here again. Or maybe we'll have to do it in smaller bunches. But anyway, we have to do it. We've missed you, as I said that night. And we love you. So, thanks again. Sincerely, Ron. This goes to my brother, Mr. and Mrs. Neil Reagan. Dear Bess and Moon, how wonderful it was to have you here the other night. And what a party that was. We are still talking about it, and we'll be remembering it for a long, long time. I got upstairs and found my gifts and want to thank you for that very handsome silver and turquoise bolo. I have a belt buckle to go with it, so I'm all set for the ranch. I don't think it will get much use here in the White House, but Camp David is another story. Remember what I said about getting mail directly to us. You just address it to us at the White House, but up above our name, put 16690. Again, thanks. Love, Dutch. This one goes to Mrs. Michael Nydorf, N-I-D-O-R-F. Dear Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, it was so wonderful to have you all here at the party. We're still talking about it, and probably will be for a long time to come. It truly was a magic evening. When it was over and we came upstairs, I found some gifts here, and among them, a very beautiful scarf from you, which I am delighted to have, and for which I thank you from the bottom of my heart. We came here not completely equipped for this kind of weather. You have helped take care of that. And again, thank you. Nancy sends her love, and so do I. Sincerely, Ron. This one goes to Mr. and Mrs. William Winans, W-I-N-A-N-S. Dear Mignon, M-I-G-N-O-N, and Bill, it was wonderful to see you here. And Nancy and I have both decided there should be a reunion in Mexico. Guess where? But what I'm really writing about is to thank you so much, and that's on behalf of Nancy too, for my birthday gift. That picture frame is the most unusual and beautiful thing we have seen. We are going to be hard put to find a little picture worthy of it. I tell you truly, we're just crazy about it. Thank you so much. Nancy sends her love, and so do I. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Frank Sinatra. Dear Francis, Albert, and Barbara, it was wonderful to have you here the other night. A night which Nancy and I will place alongside the gala in our memory and keep it there for as long as we have a memory. I've never been so surprised and so overjoyed as to see all of you there. I must be pretty naive, because, believe me, I had no inkling whatsoever that it was going to happen. But now, and of equal importance, I came upstairs to find some gifts awaiting me, and among them, that most beautiful ship's clock. As a matter of fact, the case alone was beautiful enough to be a gift by itself. Well, anyway, Nancy and I are both so happy with it, and it sits out there in the great hall on the second floor, very proudly on display. Please know you have our heartfelt thanks. Nancy sends her love. So do I. Sincerely, Ron. And this one goes to Mr. John J. Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Jr. Dear John, thank you very much for your letter. I'm afraid I beat you to it with Walter. Last night, a group of them were here. We had dinner together, and I told Walter where we were on this situation. As you probably know from Bill Clark, you have been nominated. You are now in the State Department's clearance process. So I think you can use your own judgment about your children or the darts and the prices, remembering that this is a long process, much longer than our own. By that I mean the State Department does its own clearance work, not utilizing the channels that we use for cabinet members, etc. I'm afraid in the last few days I've used some rather harsh language to the striped pants set over there, telling them to get off their Keisters, K-I-E-S-T-E-R, Hess, and move faster than they've been accustomed to moving. Actually, there is no excuse for their long, drawn-out process. But you are in the processing channel now. Walter is delighted. So am I. And just a matter of patience. Nancy sends her best. So do I. And give our regards to that gal of yours. Sincerely, Ron.